that is today's news from National Health Executive on Tuesday, the 30th of April, 2024. The government has announced a review into the NHS Constitution, proposing updates to strengthen the privacy, dignity, and safety of patients. The proposals include empowering patients to request that intimate care is delivered by someone of the same biological sex, embedding Martha's Rule, reinforcing the NHS's commitment to unpaid carers, and more. NHS provider CEO Sir Julian Hartley has urged the government to seize this once-in-a-decade opportunity to review and reset its relationship with patients. The NHS Constitution for England must be updated at least every 10 years by the Health Secretary and hasn't been updated since 2015. Three health unions have joined forces to publish a new standards document for internation recruitment, following reports that overseas staff are being subjected to bullying, harassment, and discrimination. The organisations in question, the Royal College of Midwives, the Society of Radiographers, and the Chartered Society of Physiotherapy, have drawn on the poor experiences of their own members for development of the document. The Royal College of Midwives highlights that many international workers are left to unscrupulous recruiters and private providers, with some staff even left vulnerable and isolated. The unions now plan to produce advice guides giving international recruits essential information about their rights at every stage of the recruitment process. And the University of Sunderland has reached a landmark moment as its School of Medicine is given official status by the General Medical Council. The GMC agreed to add the university to its list of bodies able to award UK primary medical qualifications at its meeting this month. Sunderland was one of only five new medical schools announced in 2018 in a bid to address the regional imbalance of medical education places across England. The university's CEO and Vice-Chancellor Sir David Bell described the news as a seminal moment which confirms the university's position as a leading force in providing the full range of health-related qualifications. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.